and welcome to our Good Place podcast that is run by Good Place Innovators, a team of researchers, educators and student fellows passionate about transforming communities with an extra sensitive eye for our place, local context and true community needs. Our goal is to inspire educators to connect to their place and transform their curriculum, enabling students grow into responsible citizens with curious minds and a greater sense of belonging. My name is Radka Newton. I'm a senior teaching fellow in strategy and innovation at Lancaster University Management School. I'm also an education service designer and a lead of Good Place Innovators project funded by the Enterprise Educators UK. The project contributes to multiple priorities, themes demonstrating the importance of wider understanding of enterprise, our social context, aligned with Lancaster's ethos of civic university. And we look at our responsibility for communities and also the importance of our place. And through this project, we aspire to develop a design-led collaborative enterprise mindset in our students and introduce the concept of co-design to entrepreneurial learning. In this episode today, I speak with my colleague Sarah Rees, Head of Stakeholder Relations at Lancaster University and a lead of the University Place-Based Agenda, fostering connections with community and enhancing our mutual and equitable engagement with our place. Sarah, welcome.
Thank you.
So to start with, Sarah, could you please share with us the context of your role and how it has evolved over the recent years?
Sure. So I'm, as you say, I'm Head of Stakeholder Relations at the University, and I do have a particular focus on civic and community engagement. And that's about facilitating our relationships with a range of organisations, locally, regionally, nationally, and building understanding and making connections across the university to really create that mutual benefit. I also lead on the public and community engagement perspective of the National Knowledge Exchange Framework, and that's about how what we're doing, how we're engaging with our partners and transferring knowledge. And I'm also the lead on our participation in the Civic Universities Network. And this has really all come from the university's growing commitment to engagement as one of our three priorities alongside research and education, and particularly since we appointed our first Pro Vice Chancellor for engagement in 2018.
Yeah, wonderful. And, you know, this sort of, I think many universities, they have sort of now accentuated the civic engagement, haven't they? This commitment, the civic agenda, and it's become so prominent. And I wonder what has sort of led this agenda to become so visible, and how does Lancaster sort of engage with it, and what does it mean to us at the university?
Sure. Well, there's been an increasing focus on place nationally. I mean, we've seen that from the government. We've got the development of local industrial strategies. We've seen things like growth deals and town deals, so very much based in local places. Of course, the levelling up agenda, we can't miss that. That's clearly part of the current government agenda. And also the development of devolutions for major cities and development of combined authorities. You've also got health drivers as well. So we've got an NHS long-term plan, changes in the NHS, which are going to be much more place-based and thinking about population health. And of course, in the higher education sector as well, we've got this new National Knowledge Exchange Framework. We've got perspectives there looking at local growth and regeneration. So again, place lens, and also public and community engagement. And also from research funders, we're seeing some calls around actually research projects that are based on place. So I think that's some of that national context. But we've also seen that thinking develop around what's the role of anchor institutions in their places. So in the UK, the Health Foundation and the King's Fund are thinking about that from a health perspective. And we've had the Civic Universities Commission, which reported in 2019, thinking about the role of universities in their places as well.
And it's interesting. I remember when I started how the focus was so much on the global, on the internationalization. So we were really focusing on engaging with our global partners. Now we have this maybe a bit more local agenda, and yet we are continuing with the global. So it's quite a challenge, I think, for the university, isn't it?
It is. It's really interesting, I think. And in terms of that, I think there's a couple of things. Clearly, the pandemic has highlighted those really sort of deep-seated inequalities. And we saw the impact of that on sort of different economic and social outcomes, really, for communities through the pandemic. And there's a need to think differently and respond differently, I think, to make changes. But there's also a thing about actually it's really important to remember where we're from, and we can be both sort of a global institution, but also think about how we can harness that research and our education and actually think about the problems and challenges locally and make a difference local. So I don't think it's an either or. I think we can do both, and we can do both of those things well.
Mm. And it's, you know, we talk in this podcast a lot about sort of how entrepreneurs navigate the relationships with the place, how they understand the place dynamics and the communities around them. And we try to encourage students, you know, to be really mindful about the place. How do we do it as a university?
Oh, good question. So I think in terms of understanding the dynamics of place, I think we have to really get out and talk to people. We need to be open. We need to be curious, and we need to build relationships, you know, sort of back to being stakeholder engagement. So connect with our community. The university sits 3 miles outside of the city, and so it can be disconnected. So it's really important that we build trusting relationships with partners, so with local authorities, with the FE colleagues, with health partners, and really that helps us understand the challenges and the dynamics, but also how we can work together and make a difference. Also, I think, you know, a lot of our researchers are doing work with our communities in our place, whether that's about developing entrepreneurial ecosystems or understanding health inequalities or understanding community need to inform policy making and decision making. So I think we've got the opportunity to both build the relationships, but also harnessing what we're learning through our teaching and our research to actually really understand and do that together.
Mm. And it is really about building that trust, isn't it? So what you said, and we've had this a lot from our local entrepreneurs, and they really emphasize this trust, speaking to people, but also, you know, listening and understanding their needs. That's very much an objective of our research as well.
Yeah, and I think it takes time to build trust as well. So you can't do this overnight. You have to. It takes a long time to build relationships and to build the trust that those relationships will stay. And that listening point's really important. I think we have commissioned a couple of pieces of research to really try and understand what partners and communities need. And we developed something called the Lancaster University Exchange in 2019, which is an interactive public forum. And that's very much about members of the community partly hearing about what we're doing because they want to know, but also actually the opportunity for them to ask us questions and also for them to give us suggestions about things we can do differently. And we recently held one talking about inclusive growth. So we had a whole range of people there from the local council, local businesses. So we got a number of perspectives, but a lot of it was about communication and about relationships. So it was interesting that continues to come through. Mm.
And it's great, you know, in a way. So when I listen to, I feel like the university is really behaving like our entrepreneurs are, and it's coming through our research as well. So our very first episode where Ed McKeever really, he inspired us to really think about this sort of aspect of cherishing the place of our business. And this is what he researched in his piece. And I wonder, you know, from what you say, we are already on that journey of really cherishing our place. Do we have any good examples that we can already celebrate as a university?
Yeah, I think we do, actually. So I think we've got a really long-standing commitment to education in our region. Right from very early on, we had those relationships with Edge Hill College, now University, and St Martin's College, which is now the University of Cumbria. And that was very much about working together to create the skills and knowledge that were needed in our region and in our place. And we've also got a really long tradition, actually, of working with small and medium-sized businesses across Lancashire and Cumbria to help contribute to economic growth and regional development. So I think those are a couple of examples to celebrate, actually.
Mm. And I think, you know, from our point of view, we do also a lot of community days here on the campus. So we are also, I suppose, trying to open the door of the campus, because like you said, you know, it's sort of 3 miles away. Sometimes it can feel a bit of an isolated place. And I know sometimes for local citizens, it's almost you know, they don't have maybe the confidence to come to the campus. So I think these community days have been also wonderful when people bring their families and celebrate that connection.
Yeah, I think that's really important. And you made the comment earlier, didn't you, about how we've also had that global focus. And so I don't think we've always remembered to cherish our place, actually. And so you're right that actually things like the public lectures, the community days, and also the university being in the city. So we have space in the castle and we have a postgraduate study base in the Story. And I think it's really important that we find those ways to stay connected and find ways for people to be connected with the university as well.
Mm-hmm. And I think that that space in the castle is just such a wonderful example. And I know how students love being there, you know, and taking them out of the campus and being there in that historical surrounding. It really means so much to them. And it is a space, it's a lecture theatre in a way. But for them, you know, it really, on my module, it changed really the whole ethos of the module. For the students, it's just anchored their belonging to the campus so much. So sometimes simple things can mean a lot.
Absolutely. And I think the castle space is great because it really celebrates the whole history of the city. And this is an old city, you know, it goes back a long way. And of course, then we've got examples of MOOCs and research around the castle as well. So people can really learn about the castle through the work that our academics have done as well. So as well as benefiting from it as a teaching space, we can find out more about it as well.
Yeah. So that plays as a resource for us, that plays as a resource for our learning.
Yeah.
And I just wonder, Sarah, now to look at the perspective maybe from a different aspect. So taking the external perspective of our communities, of the university. So how does the community reach to us? And maybe do you think there are any barriers? We sort of mentioned it a little bit as well, maybe that distance from town. But are there any other barriers that you are aware of that maybe we can work on?
Sure. So I think one of them is that, you know, the university is a large and complex organisation, not just ours, actually universities are. And so it can be really difficult for people to know how to navigate it and to get in touch. So we need to try and make that as easy as possible, find a really easy way for them to email us and to make sure that if they do contact us, we point them in the right direction and help them find what they're looking for. But I think the other thing that's also important is we know that universities can feel quite inaccessible to some parts of the community, particularly those who haven't been to university or who might not think it's for them. But we have all these fantastic resources that they could use and enjoy. So it's really important that we provide opportunities for people to come to campus and help overcome those perceived barriers, because hopefully the campus is open and it's welcoming. So many local families and community groups use the sports centre, for example, for swimming lessons and for other activities. And we also have the Green Lancaster Initiative, which is fantastic sort of grassroots one developed by staff and students. And that has a whole range of projects which community members can get involved in around edible growing. So I think that's really important. And then back to your point, it's not just about expecting the community to come to us. I think it's also about the university being in the community as well. So being in the castle, being in the Story, having those public events, sort of getting out and talking to people is also really important, demystifying it for them.
Absolutely. And, you know, we talk a lot about sort of student being a bit transient. So they come here, they stay here, just sort of in this beautiful surrounding on campus, and then they go. Some of them never really engage with the city. So I think it's also our responsibility to encourage you know, that sort of engagement for the students. And it was interesting, they were telling me for the students, one of the main barriers is just the cost of the bus fare sometimes.
Oh, wow.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think finding opportunities for students to do that in a way that feels right for them as well. So one of the great things I know about is Light Up Lancaster, the festival in the city. We do support that because we think it's a really high quality festival. It's a great community festival. But many of our students actually volunteer to be stewards as part of that. And it's a great way for them to meet people and be involved in the life of the city in a way that works for them as well. So that's really good.
That's a great example, because I bet it gives them a bit of pride as well. And, you know, some of our students, you know, come from different backgrounds, so that confidence as well to engage maybe with strangers. And yeah, I did go to the festival and I did see some of our students as stewards. So it was, it's a fantastic example to see that sort of connection, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think the other one was a couple of students, one of whom's from the management school, actually, who got together because they really wanted to help build on the festivities around Chinese New Year, and created a whole festival programme this year, which engaged both the students but also the local community. And that really, that history and culture for the Chinese and what it means to celebrate New Year for them. So I think that was another great example of bringing the two communities together.
Yeah, yeah. I guess we have so many resources maybe at the doorstep. It's just maybe reframing our minds and knowing how to think about it.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. Absolutely.
Yeah. So just thinking about the concept of place, and I know we had a fantastic public lecture as well that I attended, and you were there, Sarah, as well, with our PVC for engagement. Just think about that sort of the place-based agenda. How does the university think about the place? So what is the place?
That's a really interesting question. So I think place can mean a lot of things to a lot of people, and I think partly place is about where we are. So for some people, place is local. It is Lancaster. It's the district. But for others, they might be working across, for example, the whole of Lancashire and South Cumbria. Or their place might be the project they're working on in Ghana, actually in West Africa. So it's really important that we don't limit ourselves in terms of what we think of as our place. But I think for Lancaster, you know, the university's always been committed. It was in our sort of founding mission, really, to make a difference through the corporate life of the university, as well as our research and our teaching. And you know, we wouldn't be here if the people of Lancashire and Lancaster hadn't lobbied government to create a new university on this hill outside Lancaster, actually. And so I think it's so important that we remember where we're from, and make that connection back to our place as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, what a great sort of memory of the history as well, because we're quite a young university in a way. But I know, I think we started in town, in some of the town locations, and then moved later on to this wonderful location. So what are the sort of new initiatives, or what is in Lancaster's thinking about, you know, how do we continue fostering that relationship between the place and the university? What can we look forward to in the future?
Oh, goodness. Well, hopefully there are lots of examples of that. I think how could we not talk about Eden Project North? I mean, it's been so many years in the making, and it really does feel like we're in the final stages. The bid to the Levelling Up Fund is going in tomorrow. It's actually the deadline is the 6th of July. And we really hope this is going to bring the public investment, which will be the final piece of the jigsaw to make it happen. And I think it's so important because it shows how when the partners in the place are the people who can sort of bring influence and bring the funding, so the local authorities and the enterprise partnership and the university come together with the community, with businesses, with a visionary business like Eden, and create that vision, then we can create something really extraordinary. And I think it's not just going to be a visitor attraction for Morecambe. It's going to bring employment. It will help us change how we think about the place and how other people think about the place. And then, of course, there's a supply chain that's going to go with that. It will bring more people into our place. So I think that's a fantastic opportunity, and we've got everything crossed, really, that will happen. The other one I just wanted to mention, especially because we're talking about education and curriculum and enterprise and innovation, is the Morecambe Bay curriculum, because this is a place-based curriculum. It's called Morecambe Bay curriculum. It's about the bay. We're developing that with Eden International and Lancaster and Morecambe College, so a college which is really connected to our local place. And together we're co-creating with schools, with colleges, a curriculum which will be for 0 to 25 years, to help young people to think about the sustainable ways they can live in the future, the kinds of skills that they'll need, and how actually that will help to bring Eden to fruition, but also help to develop our green skills economy and think and be embedded in our place as well.
And these debates are really fascinating for me. You know, that more curriculum is so important, and I really want to bring it more to the management school, because that responsible management, responsible innovation, that thinking of our place, it's very much something that the management school wants to achieve as well. So that's the notion of the place-based curriculum is something that we are really passionate about, and it's just such a fantastic opportunity for everybody, for the tutors, for the lecturers, for researchers, but also for our students.
Absolutely. And I think, as you said, that place-based entrepreneurship and approach is just a really great way of looking at it, because Eden can be a real catalyst for change. And I think when we bring that together with the skills, with the passion and the enthusiasm of our students and our lecturers, we can make that real difference as well.
Well, what a fantastic subject, you know, and I just feel so encouraged, Sarah, just talking to you. And finally, I ask all our guests, and we are always curious to know, what is your place? Where do you feel placed? Where do you feel personally placed and happy?
I think for me, place is about people and community. So I will always be most placed and happy when I'm in my community, I guess. I've lived in Kendal for 15 years or in and around Kendal, and it feels like a home. I have a community, I have a place. And during the pandemic, it was a real somewhere I could go and walk and enjoy the green spaces. And so for me, I think that's my place, where I feel happy. And then after that, it's my garden with my plants and my flowers, and I can get lost in there and spend hours and forget where I am.
Oh, wow. What a wonderful... I can just imagine your garden. Do you grow edibles? Or
no, just... flowers. I don't really do edibles. I have a lot of flowers.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Sarah, for your time. It's been really fascinating learning about the civic agenda, the progress of the university, and the relationship between the engagement with the communities, and you're really becoming more mindful, more sensitive, and, you know, engage in more equitable way. I think that's really important to us. So that's all for today, and I hope you enjoyed our debate. If you are interested in this topic, stay tuned. We will continue our debate with other guests offering a wide range of lenses on this very important topic of entrepreneurial processes enacted in context. Well, feel free to drop us a message, comment, or recommendation of a resource, initiative, or idea for our project. And until next time, take care.